2:55 now in the afternoon. You got it on K-Hum Radio Without the Rules. And as you just heard from our discussion with Mr. Hank Sims, there's an article in the Lost Coast Outpost today that talks about the Lolita meat market potentially facing eviction. And I have joining me via the telephone Jenny Aubrey, who is the daughter of the owner of the meat market and a former employee of the meat market. Jenny, thanks for taking some time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
I have just a couple of questions. I mean, I don't know how much you've been involved. I know that you've put up a Facebook page sort of calling attention to the situation and trying to rally some support. Can you just basically describe what's going on?
Yeah, I got a phone call from my mom yesterday saying that she had received a eviction notice from her landlord, and she had 60 days to basically leave the premises. She's really, really upset about the whole situation, and just to help her out and give her some support, I went on Facebook and created an event to help spread the word and get people to come out and kind of show their support for her and just kind of, you know, let the community know that we're behind her and that, you know, as far as everybody's concerned, we don't want her to go anywhere. And, you know, Lolita's her home, and it has been for many, many years. And we're going to do everything that we can in our power to make sure that she's there for, you know, many, many, many more years to come.
And I know that you haven't been perhaps directly involved in the discussions between the landlord and the meat market, but do you know why did the landlords give a reason why they were serving this eviction notice?
From what I understand, just from what my mom has told me, the owners of the building are also the owners of the bakery that they put in right next to the meat market, and their business has been growing, and it sounds like that they want to expand their business, and the most feasible and the easiest way for them to do that would be to just expand their business outward, which means my mom just wouldn't be in her space anymore. They said that it's just not feasible for them to find a new location for the bakery, and so the easiest thing for them to do is basically just to kick her out and leave her with hardly any options. So there was no discussion with her really about it beforehand. It was just kind of, you know, dropped a bomb on her yesterday that, you know, we're really sorry about this, but we can't find any way around it. You just have to leave. That was pretty much the explanation that she got.
Okay, and there's no suggestion that she's violated the terms of the lease or been, you know, slow on payment or anything like that?
So. No, nothing like that. I mean, the meat market has been there since 1932. She started working there in 1987. When her bosses decided to retire, she, you know, bought the business from them in 98. She hasn't had any real major issues with, you know, the landlords as far as, you know, paying her rent on time or anything like that. This has nothing to do with her. This is simply them wanting to grow their business and them not really understanding the significance that she and the meat market has in the community. From my standpoint, there are other options for them. This is just the easiest and the cheapest way for them to get what they want. And personally, I think that they need to come up with another option. This is not the way to go about it, and this is not a good option for anybody, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, if you could, if you were all powerful, what sort of resolution would you like to see? How would you like to see this situation handled?
Well, from what I understand, the owners of the building they've pretty much bought out every open commercial space that Lolita has to offer. They own the Gilded Rose down the street, which was a bar that they had running for some time. That building is not empty and has been for, I want to say, probably about 3 years that building has been empty. It's got a full kitchen. It's got a bar area. It's got seating. It's got plenty of room for everything that they need. From what I understand, they just don't have the funds, they said, to go ahead and move all of their operation to another spot. So if it was me, I would look into that and see if they can come up with a better plan and to use one of their other buildings that they already have that's empty and utilize that space rather than pretty much coming in and, you know, taking away a major, major part of the community. And, I mean, anybody who knows my mom, who has ever met her, will speak nothing but the highest about her. She is an amazing person. And if she is forced to leave the community, then, you know, that's going to be a big, big, big downfall, and there's going to be a lot of unhappy people, and Lolita to be honest with you, will not be the same without her in the meat market.
I want to follow up on that a little bit, because that hints at another question I had, but before I do that, I wanted to ask you, this is abject speculation, obviously, which is probably I shouldn't do on the air, but I'm going to do it anyway. Like, if the landlord said, to your mother, well, look, we, you know, it's an adjacent space, we really need it, but we'll set you up, you know, we'll rent the Gilded Rose to you. You can move your equipment in there and you can operate your business out of the Gilded Rose. Would that, do you think that that might be an acceptable solution?
Well, the problem that I see with that is the way that the meat market and the coolers and the freezers and the locker space that she has there, the way it's all set up, it's built into the building. It's not like she's got freestanding freezers left and right that we can just, you know, put on giant dollies and wheel them down the street. She's got deep freezer units that are actually built into the actual walls of the building. So even if she were to find a space where she could go and move the items that she can move, I mean, we're talking, you know, this is going to be a very, very expensive process, even if it was to happen. And I honestly don't see how that can happen. Plus, you know, it's been there since 1932. This is also a historical site for the people in the community. This is, This is very, very much, I don't know, it's just awful, to be honest with you. There's got to be a better way to go about this, and I just honestly don't think that moving all of her stuff is going to be easier and more feasible than moving, you know, a business that's been there for 3 years. All of their equipment was wheeled in from the moving trucks. It can just as easily be wheeled out. My mom's equipment was built into the actual structure of that building, so moving it it's not really all that possible, to be honest with you.
Okay. And you had mentioned that there's been some, well, not some, there's been quite a bit of support within the community, even outside it, for trying to find a way to keep the meat market exactly where it is. And I've been, you know, I mean, I've been living in this area for a little while now, not forever, but, you know, I've been here for more than 10 years. And I was somewhat amazed by how quick, you know, sort of the people have rallied around the meat market. Not just people in Lolita, but other. I've seen plenty of Facebook posts from folks saying, "Look, I'm not a protester. I don't join protest marches, but I'm gonna go out to Lolita tomorrow to show my support." I guess this is a sort of an ambiguous question, but can you explain to me why there is this huge groundswell, apparent huge groundswell of support so quickly organized?
I was actually right there with you. I was really shocked. You know, I put this event up on Facebook, and by the end of the night, I had a couple of hundred people that were on board, and when I woke up this morning, we were well over 600 people. So just me sharing it with my friends, and then, you know, they shared it with their friends, and they shared it with their friends. It's gone nationwide. I've actually had a comment from a woman in France and from another woman in Finland. So, I mean, just friends of friends of friends, you know, it's spreading like wildfire, and it really needs to. People that have left the area, that have moved away for one reason or another, have shown their support, and, you know, they've told their family members about it. And, I mean, anybody who has ever met my mom, she leaves an impression on you. She is one of the nicest and most generous people that I have ever met. I mean, she will do anything for a friend. She will drop what she's doing and give you a ride, let you borrow money. I mean, I jokingly was talking about how, you know, she's bailed people out of jail before, and she really has. And, I mean, she will do anything that she can. So, you know, we have people who have moved out of the area, and they live in Wyoming and Nevada, and they are just, you know, they're beside themselves with grief because of what's going on here. And it's a really good sense of community that we have going on right here, where people are going to be so willing to come out and show their support, because that's really what it's about. This is about the people. If my mom has to move, it's not just her that this is affecting. This is going to affect, you know, literally thousands of people who are not just her customers, but her friends. You know, we've got people that drive hours, literally will drive 5 hours up from San Francisco to get, you know, her meat and her sausage and pack it in coolers and drive it all the way back home with them. I mean, they make special trips just to see her and, you know, to stop by Lolita and talk to the locals and hang out and have a good time. So, you know, this isn't just about a business closing. This is about a sense of community and, you know, acting like a family and being so close-knit. And I don't think that everybody is quite grasping that. You know, that's what Humboldt's about. It's about family and about, you know, supporting your local businesses. And that's kind of what we're trying to do now.
Okay. All right. Well, Jenny, I want to thank you very, very much for taking some time to talk to us. And how can people find more information? What would you search on in Facebook to find your page?
It is, if you just search Lolita Meat Market on Facebook, you should find it. I put up a Facebook page for the actual market itself. There's nothing on it but a link because I haven't had the time to do it. I've spent all morning just kind of pounding the proverbial internet pavement trying to get everybody rallied together. So just search Save the Lolita Meat Market on Facebook and you'll find us on there.
And did you say there's an event this weekend around it? Or is it just now?
There's sort of an impromptu event going on tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. People are just going to show up and just to show their support and, you know, let the owners of the bakery know that they, you know, basically that they can't come in and do this. They can't come in and bully somebody else out of their own business and livelihood just because they want to make a few more dollars, which is kind of what this boils down to. So, yeah, Saturday and Sunday starting at 7 a.m., come on out, make a sign if you want to. Just, you know, show your support for the locals and tell them that we're not going to put up with this.
Okay. All right. Jenny, thanks very much again. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's Jenny Aubrey, who worked at one time at the Lolita Meat Market and is the daughter of the owner. I'm going to see if I can get the Lolita Bakery people to come on the phone just so they can explain their side of it. And in the meantime, I'll play some music. This is a song called That Close, and it's by the group Madness.